The Restlessness of the Soul. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth I call to you when my heart is faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61, 1-2. There comes a time when you realize you are missing something on the inside. It could be a restlessness that will not shake off, a deeper need to seek the Lord in a manner different from the past, or a dissatisfaction with the status quo. You can make one of two decisions. The first is to consciously shake off the feeling and continue to do everything as normal. The second, which this book is about, is to decide to let go of the past and press into a new world. Moses, in the book of Exodus, came upon a tree that was burning. He had the same two choices, to keep moving along and ignore the tree, or turn to the tree to investigate. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. Exodus 3, 1-5. When Moses turned to the tree, the Lord noticed his decision. He then called him by name, and this set a path of revelatory encounter with God that changed the entire course of his life. A great change awaits you. What decision will you make? The enemy of achieving greater things in our lives is living in past glory, traditions, or past methods that are working. Our justification is, don't rock the boat, or if it ain't broken, don't fix it. In our journey with God, however, there is nothing like staying in the same place for a long time. God does not change. That is a given fact. However, it does not negate the fact that he is always moving. We may interpret the fact that he is on the move as he is changing. Even in a rapidly changing world with changing standards, his standards have not changed. His attributes have not changed. His love for us and hatred for sin have not changed. Yet, because he is moving, it seems as if he is changing, but he is not. A perfect example of this is the prescribed manner of worship. God established a tabernacle of worship through Moses, which required people coming to God through a high priest, who would make sacrifices on behalf of the people in the tabernacle. This tabernacle was first erected in the deserts of Canaan. Over time, the tabernacle moved to Jerusalem, and everyone was required to travel to Jerusalem to worship. Within this period, there was a shift in God's communication with his people through the high priests to the prophets. Then God abolished the physical mode of worship through the tabernacle and sent his son Jesus into the world to be the ultimate sacrifice, bringing people into personal communion with him. He removed the priests and prophets from being mediators and established a simple way of coming to him through Jesus Christ, our perfect high priest. Once you accept God's new order through Christ, you have come to a place of personal worship and relationship with God. Through all these centuries of change, God himself never changed. His invitation and standard of entrance through worship is the same. The method is different. The exchange in the fourth chapter of John between Jesus and a Samaritan woman who had begun to feel the restlessness initially referred to summarizes the progression of God's interaction with man.